by the shore one day of the beautiful murmuring sea. I saw the great crowds as they thronged the way of the stranger of Jersey. I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see. The lame were made whole by the matchless skill of the stranger. Of compassion, his words of love, they shall never forgotten be. When sin sick and helpless, he saw me there, this stranger of Galilee. He showed me his hands and his riven side, and he whispered,
"Listen,
it was for thee."
Listen, it was for me. Hallelujah. What a strange. Oh, I tell you, what a song. What a beautiful song. More of it later. What a broadcast today we are going to have. I really am excited about this broadcast. I believe that when you really go to the Word of God, right in the middle of the book, right in the middle of God's holy book, you can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong, and I believe for a really great broadcast today. Let me ask you a question to introduce this program. Do you believe in Jerusalem as the eternal city? Do you believe in Rome as the eternal city? You must make a choice according to the Bible, according to your faith, according to what you believe. Do you believe that Rome is the eternal city? Do you believe that Jerusalem is the eternal city? Are you entranced, enthralled, I think would be a better word, with the idea of Jerusalem, the future kingdom of Jesus Christ reigning on this earth for 1,000 years? Or are you captured by Rome and the Catholic Pope, who's been here all week, well, most of the week, and who's been teaching doctrine totally contrary to this Bible and totally contrary to what we really believe on the internet? One of the key programs I just read this morning, how he has taught all week progressive Christianity. Progressive Christianity. And I looked at those words and thought, wow, that's a new term for post-millennialism. A new term for post-millennialism. That's what they believe in progressive Christianity, that the world's going to get better and better and better, and the church is going to reign over the world 1,000 years, that's the millennium, and then Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom on the earth. Two totally diametrically apart views. And so that's the whole crux of this program today. I'm teaching on the final Catholic Pope. I believe this Pope is the final Pope. I believe he is the last pope, and the rapture of the church, which will signal the beginning of 7 years of the great tribulation. Could I stop a moment and tell you, we just had a new listener born in Fort Worth, Texas. He's part of the Borkin family. Brian and Jessica is the dad and mom, and his name is Noah, and he was born about 10 minutes ago. about 10 minutes ago, right as this program was getting ready to begin. God bless you out there in Fort Worth. Just want to tell you about that family. They love this program. And this little one was on his way, and he arrived just a little while ago. His name's Noah, by the way. Well, let's get back to this truth. Because we've got a truth that I hope you'll get in the middle of today, and I hope it will really get to you. Because if you don't decide whether it's Rome your capital city or it's Jerusalem your capital city, then you're probably saying, I don't really know that I believe the Bible is the final word. I think I'll take the Pope's word for the final things. Well, there are several things you must understand. You must understand it's either the Jewish nation or it's Catholicism. It's either the Jewish nation, the heart of all of the prophecy that swirls around all of us, or it's the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, that all of the prophecy swirls around. Well, they are in prophecy, believe me, but not a good name. Not a good name. Revelation chapter 17 makes it clear. The harlot woman, the mother of harlots. That's no question about it if you believe the Bible. Now, you cannot have both of them at the same time. It's either the Alexandrine text or it's the Textus Receptus. We believe in the Textus Receptus, the truly ancient text, and not a twisted, distorted text out of Alexandria, Egypt. Now, either the Jewish nation or the Catholic nation, either it's pre-tribulation rapture, or it's post-millennialism. Which do you believe? You believe Jesus is coming before the tribulation, or you believe we, the church, are setting up the kingdom on the earth? The reason the mainline churches are going into the Catholic system is because they already were post-millennialists. They didn't believe in the book of Revelation. They didn't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Well, we've got a red-hot discussion in front of us today. The last pope, the final pope, and the rapture. That's where we're at. That's where we're at, and we must understand that. Now, I've tried to follow the teaching of the Pope this week, and I've been amazed at how Marxist he is. He's no question about it. He's an extreme leftist. Everything he said, and there's been enough news on the media to convince you, good, decent news, that he's a leftist. He's over on the left side with Marxism, distribution of the wealth of the world to the poor. And I believe in helping the poor with all of my heart. But I don't believe you can give them anything and not have some restrictions and some responsibilities associated with it. So very true. Now, the Pope has joined himself with the religious haters teaching global warming. There's no such thing as some kind of a hoax that the global warming people have tried to tell us we have in our pre-tribulation views and our truly New Testament views. Well, he's on their side, the side of the leftists. And I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not talking about him as being a bad man. I know nothing about him. There are many wonderful Catholic people as far as good, decent people, good, decent citizens. We're not cutting down anybody. We're talking about a system, and we're talking about doctrines contrary to the Bible. Is that fair enough? We're talking about doctrines, teachings, contrary to the Bible. Contrary to the Bible. Well, no question about it. We got a great subject ahead of us. And I have a list of things that the recent popes have brought to pass in the teachings and the ideas within religious world. You do understand that the Jews have been eliminated from any prophetical future by the Roman Catholic Church many, many, many ages ago, many, many centuries ago. And now postmillennialism has just joined right into that same idea. No question about it. No question about it. These things have been documented over and over and over. And there's never been a true reformer that didn't call the Catholic Church the great whore of Revelation 17. Never. All the way back to, you name them. You just name them. I mean, go right back to the main people who have been reformers, who brought to us a more wonderful a form of Christianity. Not always perfect, but certainly more wonderful. They always warned us that Roman Catholicism was the great, great whore, great harlot of Revelation 17. Well, we really are in for it today, a good discussion. Let's go to Revelation 13, and let's read something in the book, the holy book, Revelation 13, 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns, which like a lamb. See, all that religious idea, two horns, like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. That's the great abomination of desolation. Remember, Jesus spoke of that in Matthew 24. The program next Saturday is going to deal with the abomination of desolation. We're going to go to Matthew 24 and look at how Jesus taught this as it would occur in these end days, these last days. And so we don't have any, there's nothing to question here. He causeth all, both rich and poor, small and great, a free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, the Bible is emphatic that we're living in a dark and dangerous day, when systems of all descriptions are coming to pass, all of them claiming to be the right system, claiming to be the right direction. We hear many different ideas, many different opinions, and without a doubt, the Catholic Church has really taken the day. Let me give you a list of the things that have happened in my and your lifetime. Well, really, the last 25 years. The Catholic Church has brought Israel within to the circle of their embrace, not receiving them, of course, as this Jerusalem I talk about from Revelation, but just simply accepting them as an entity that they would show some degree of respect for. They opened the door for Muslims to be called a religion of faith and peace. Have you followed that? How the Catholic popes have actually worshiped with them, prayed with their embrace, opening the door for Muslims to be called a religion of faith and peace. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Thank God for Ben Carson this week and what he said, that he would not accept a Muslim to be the president of the United States unless he denied everything that the Muslims believe and embrace our Constitution and our way of life, which they can't do and truly be a practicing Muslim. Clearly embraced all pagan religions of the world and made them acceptable to the Western mindset. Do you understand how now throughout America, every religion is determined? They are determined to treat them equally. Do you understand that the only religion that's really rejected today is genuine Bible-believing Christianity? Fundamental Christianity, basic, genuine Christianity. That's the only religion that this world is now hating. Elevated the religious world to be united, and to see religion, all of these religions blended together as the instrument of peace. These popes have made world peace, the gospel of the 21st century. They have made world peace the gospel of the 21st century. Now, why don't the Pope, if he wants to give all the poor of the world, the wealth of people who worked hard and labored, and the poor of the world needs our love, they need our compassion. I'm a very compassionate man. I love to do things like for Haiti, one of the poorest places in the world. That's where we have two homes for children. That's why we have put thousands of dollars from this ministry to be a blessing. We care about the poor people. We care. I'm fixing to send $1,000 out of my pocket. I don't have much money, but I'm fixing to send $1,000 to our ministry there so that the leader can come over to America for a few days of relaxation and be with us. They have succeeded in preparing almost every political entity on the planet to pay homage to the Catholic Church. They have succeeded in that. I mean, look at this week. Can you believe the homage paid to the Catholic system? The homage paid, the honor paid to this Pope, who is a leftist, who believes almost totally different from what we Bible-believing people believe in. I guess the liberals, the Democrats, they love it because it's exactly, I mean, he's as leftist as Obama is. They really fit together like two peas in a pod. I tell you, they really do. Rome is suddenly the center of the universe. They call Rome the eternal city. Rome is going to be burned before this Pope probably dies, unless he dies, soon. Because this Pope is believed by many Catholics to be the last Pope, the one who would introduce the false prophet and bring this world under the embrace of a one world system. The mainline churches have totally succumbed to the Roman system of religion. They have totally succumbed. I don't think there's a mainline church today that doesn't embrace and accept Roman Catholicism. The evangelicals are going into that same direction. And the charismatics. Did you know the charismatics have been headed that direction from the beginning? I said that a long time ago. I've heard Pat Robertson say some of the same things that this week I've heard the Pope say. Unquestionably, progressive Christianity. Progressive Christianity, bringing Christianity to rule the world and to set up a kingdom on this earth with political powers and the religious leaders. Oh, my friend, what a dark picture. What a dark picture. The Pope has made Mary worship acceptable within the church world. I mean, there's nobody saying, hey, watch that. Don't get involved in worshiping Mary. All of that is false, as the Roman Catholic Church has taught it. Well, there's so many other things. I could go on and give you a list, but we see what's happening. We see what's coming to pass. Now, let me get you on the air. Let me give you our number to call, 1-800-338-7884. 338-7884. Call me quickly, 704-391-0588. 391-0588. The local number, 704-391-0588, toll-free, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800, notice now, 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. 1-800-33-TRUTH, let me spell it out, 33-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, email jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. The lines are open. Let me hear from you. Got all kinds of things coming in here. I get so many things that are just not for the program, but things that connect. My internet has been wide open this week with things happening in this week with the Pope in town. Now, I'm amazed at all of it, but I'm here to talk about the Bible, what the Bible says about all of it. I'm not here to get into the political arena in this particular case. You can see that. I can see that. The Pope is a leftist. He's a Marxist. He believes in distribution of wealth rather than people being able to work hard to make a living for themselves and have self-respect and self feelings of accomplishment. All of that is very dark. I did things years ago on different aspects of Marxism within the Catholic system. We've had it in some of the South American countries. Now many of the Democrats are deep and buried in it. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible is still the infallible Word of God. And the rapture is right on the horizon. The rapture is right on the horizon. And then 7 years of the Great Tribulation period. Isn't it going to be amazing? What is really going to happen? Now, Carl, I don't want us to put it off. I want you to be involved with me today. I want you to call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. I want you involved, 1-800-338-7884. Quit that now. 1-800-338-7884. Want to hear from you? I will do my best to be a blessing. I really will. I'll do my best, and we'll stay right in the Bible. We'll see what the Bible says, and I think we will all grow and enlarge our minds and our understanding as we dig in. I think I almost pulled a line out here, and I heard static. Hey, call us quickly, 1-800. 888-338-7884. I hope the sound is as pure today as it was last week. I believe it is. I can think of no reason it would not be. I am most delighted. I'm telling you, I am most delighted to bring you this telecast, this broadcast. We are talking today, please hear me, we're talking today about the final Catholic Pope and the rapture of the church. The final Catholic Pope and the rapture of the church. Now, we could talk about their distorted form of the communion supper. We could talk about that. That's something very much that everybody needs to understand. When you take a Catholic Mass, you blaspheme the person of Jesus Christ. No pope or no priest can actually take the broken bread and the fruit of the vine and transform it into the very body and the very blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They can't do it. And it's all blasphemous to think it's possible. And it's all blasphemous to think by taking communion, you actually receiving Jesus Christ into your life. You receive Christ by faith, my brother and sister. It doesn't take any good works. All it takes is a surrendered life, the dedication, the surrender, the devotion of yourself to Him. Trust in His shed blood to wash you from your sins and to make a new creature out of you. That's what you need. That's all you need. And then you've got to follow through, of course, and live by the Bible. Do the things that are pleasing to the Lord and serve Him, obey Him, and walk with Him. Now, I want you to help me by making this a great broadcast. That means your questions will make it effective. Your questions will make it a blessing to others. Your question could well be what someone else would like to ask if they had the privilege. So call quickly. I want to give you today. Now, I want to give you this booklet. This really is a very powerful booklet entitled The Final Catholic Pope and the Rapture. The Final Catholic Pope and the Rapture. A powerful article. A powerful booklet. It'll be put in a booklet form. It'll be something you will love having. And of course, you can order. This is completely different. You can order a new booklet. We've put together a notebook now, nearly 100 pages on the grandeur of God's four Jerusalem. See, this program today and this notebook is the opposite of each other. This represents Catholicism, what they believe, what they teach, what they're trying to accomplish in the religious world. This represents the Bible and what the Bible teaches about the city that God has chosen on this earth entitled Jerusalem, where Jesus will set up His eternal kingdom, reign for 1,000 years, and then a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. Here you only have Rome. You have Rome at the center of the next 1,000 years. You have the Pope, along with the religions of the world, ruling the world for 1,000 years. Do you think you want that? Do you think you want that? Let me hear. If you would ask, I would love to answer. What would happen if the church could take over the world and rule it for the next 1,000 years, led by the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church? This is what they believe. They have sought to do this for nearly 2,000 years. About 300 years after Christ, this system began to be established and set up. And the city of Rome was desirous. And how many times have they fought against kings and rulers? It's been a fight right down through the years. And thousands, millions of Bible-believing people have been slain by them because people would not accept the Roman system as God's system to rule the world. It has always been the desire of the Roman Catholic Church to set up a one world system with them at the head of that system, with Rome as the capital, with the Pope as the universal dictator to rule the church world. Well, they can't do it because it doesn't fit Bible prophecy. Now, you got to understand what I'm trying to say to you. You either got to make a choice for the city of Jerusalem, where Jesus will reign 1,000 years, or you got to make a choice for Rome, where the Pope says he will reign with those who follow him through the centuries and set up the kingdom on a progressive Christianity. That's what the political people now have been seeing this week. Those on the side of conservatism, those who do not believe in the leftist view, in the Democrat, what has become the Democratic view, what has become a form of Marxism right here in America. You've got to understand that's what they're saying. They're saying the Pope represents progressive Christianity, or in other words, post-millennialism. Post-millennialism, a kingdom that the world religious leaders rule over until Jesus returns. Now, you need to grab your phones because what I'm saying needs to be discussed. I want to hear your opinion. You don't agree with me? Call me. Let's talk about it. You're on the side of Rome. Let me hear from you. You won't be treated no way but nice. I promise you that. You treat me nice, I'll treat you nice. I'll treat you nice if you don't treat me nice. If you get mean and ugly, I will at some point eliminate that because we're not here to be ugly with each other. We're here to discuss this Bible. Are you a person who believes that Rome is the capital of the earth? Or do you believe that Jerusalem is the capital of the earth? Now, that's, you know, so people have really quit preaching much about Jerusalem. So to some of you, or probably a good part of you, you think I'm a little bit off base. Well, really and truly, I'm not. I'm really right on key. I'm right there where you need to understand. You've got to make a choice. You've got to either make a choice for Roman Catholicism. You've got to make a choice for that form of religion. Or you've got to make a choice for your Bible, looking for the rapture, looking for Jesus to come, the great things that are in front of us. The lines are open right now. And now, right now, I'm asking for you to get on the phones. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I'm looking for your calls coming right in here to see what you would ask, what would be on your mind, how I may help you understand this precious Bible, and how we may get right in to the truth of Holy Scripture. Now, let me tell you that Jesus is coming. Let me kind of outline for you the difference in the teaching of the Catholic Church and the true biblical message. The biblical message is Jesus wants to save every person out there who will surrender to Him. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. He doesn't want anybody to spend eternity in the devil's hell. He wants you to be saved. He offered His blood on the cross to save you from your sins. And once you get saved and you get in this Bible, then you must get ready for the rapture. The rapture will occur at any moment. We don't know exactly. We just know it's going to occur. We know that every sign out there is a sign that is right at the door of this blessed moment of the King's coming. Any moment now He could come. And seeing the world this week in America, seeing how the American people have gone insane over this Pope, insane over Him. I mean insane over Him. I'm amazed. I've never seen it in my way of thinking at this period of my life as I've seen it this week. I've seen a little of it some years ago, but it has really been something else to watch. And I realize how ignorant of the Bible our church world is. How utterly ignorant of the Bible. I take you, while I'm waiting on your call now, I want to hear from you. I want your question because I love you asking the questions that maybe will help somebody understand. 1-800-338-7884. A local number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then toll-free, of course, 1-800-338-7884, and email. Email me quickly, will you? jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to do my best to answer your question. How about the blue moon? I mean, where are we at right this week in Bible prophecy? Where are we at? Do you understand how many things have happened this month of September that talk about biblical fulfillment, especially as it relates to the Jews and the Jewish people? There are seven feasts, that the last three of those feasts yet to be fulfilled in Bible prophecy, all occur within the embrace of September. All within the embrace of this very month. And along with that, the two blood moons. You know. It's all amazing to me. Did I call it Blue Moon a while ago? Well, it is. It is really. That was a mistake, but not too bad. Because when you think about the world and the shape they're in, and the sorrow and the darkness that is coming like a storm, the wickedness that is dashing upon us, I'm overwhelmed with it all. And I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And I don't know why you're not calling. You know, I know it's been an awesome week. And I know a lot of things have been happening. And I know you may feel somewhat overwhelmed by all of it. And you may say, man, I don't want to even talk about it no more. You may have already turned me off. Well, let me tell you, I'd like to turn you on, because I want to get you ready for the rapture. I want to get you ready for Jesus to come. Any moment now, the trumpet could sound, and out of here we'll be gone. Oh, what a day. Let me read to you. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. Come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now notice that. The great whore that sitteth upon many waters. That means she's a worldwide entity upon many waters, and she's a whorish woman because her doctrines are contrary to the Bible. The Bible always speaks of fornication of the religious sense, not fornication of the physical sense. That's bad enough. But fornication of the religious sense, that's when there is a departure from the truth of the Bible. When you depart from the truth of the Bible, you become a religious fornicator. When you teach doctrines that are contrary to the Bible, you become a religious fornicator. And that is very important for you to understand. Now, if we don't understand this, and we don't come to grips with this, we got a multitude out there being deceived. And you are responsible, friend, and I'm responsible. I get on here, I'm going to teach the truth of God's Word with everything that's in me, because I realize how dark our world is, and I realize the necessity of truth. You on the air, my friend. May I help you?
Hey, Brother James. Brother Hancock.
Hey.
Victory.
Sir. Say that again. I say that again. I didn't hear you.
This is Brother Hancock of Marion.
I heard that, Brother Hancock. What's on you? Do you see what's happening?
You're coming through real good.
Okay. Do you understand the difference between Rome and Jerusalem?
Of course.
Well, I knew you did, but I wanted you to say it.
Well, I can't. The difference is the holy city, which is not the holy city.
You know, isn't it amazing that they would call Rome the eternal city? I mean, that's a big thing in their mind. They actually believe that's where the new world order is going to be set up, and that there's going to be a progressive. And I couldn't believe it when I started reading the political people who are, you know, conservatives, who believe, who have some degree of conservative thinking. And they spoke of the Pope as being a one who believes in progressive Christianity. And I saw that. I said, wow, that's a biblical picture of post-millennialism, which is a false doctrine to the core.
Well, you know, they're calling him, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you were speaking, go ahead.
They were calling him all the priests father.
Yeah, they called him the father. And of course, that's totally contrary. We got a heavenly father, and he is not the father.
We know what the King James says, but do you know what the Catholic Bible calls it?
What do they call it?
Well, let me read it from the Catholic Bible. Do okay. Not call anyone on earth your father. Only one is your father, the one in heaven.
Oh, yes, I believe that.
The Catholic Bible, which I have opened before me.
And so even their Bible teaches them not to call him father.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
And I posted that on the internet today.
Did you? Good. That's great. That's great. Now, are you on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Well, are you one of my friends?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you are. I'll be watching for you. I'm fixing to put on Facebook, I don't think it's gone up yet, a picture of a man, two men getting married, and one of them has a long wedding dress that flows probably 5 to 10 feet down the aisle. And it's the most blasphemous picture I've ever seen. And I'm fixing to put it on the internet. I've already sent it to someone to put it up for me. Friend, we are living in a dark day.
I will double check, but I'm sure that I am.
You check it. If you're not, you just send me a request, and I will reprove it instantly.
We must be on the same, because you asked me for Brother Rouse's phone number a few weeks back, and I gave it to you. So,
thank you so much. And I got a hold of him, and he's a wonderful brother.
He's precious.
Precious is the right word. Thank you, Brother Hancock.
We love you and love the work you're doing. You keep it up.
I promise you I don't know anything else but the work I'm doing. Thank you. Hey, call us quickly. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you now. Hey, very important. 704-391-0588. Now, we're not on in Charlotte right now. It'll be on at 5 o'clock this evening. They've got a ball game. Don't ask me about that. I don't want to talk about it. But we're on in Gastonia and Concord. And so, listen, let me hear from you. Grab a phone. And all over the world, really, by internet. Hey, folks in Australia, folks in New Zealand, folks in Ukraine, folks down in South America, South Africa, wherever you're hearing me. Let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. I sent out a text this week about neology. That came up on the program last week, and I loved it. I hadn't used the word neology in so long, and I used it last week, and then I got to studying the Bible and found out what the Bible says about the people he reveals doctrine to. And he makes it plain. Those are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. That's in the book of Isaiah 28. If you want to go read it, it's a breathtaking passage. And you need to learn neology afresh. On your knees, seeking God. Every Christian ought to spend an hour a day before the Lord. Really, every Christian ought to spend an hour a day. I'm here to tell you, we're down at the latter end, brother, the last of the last, and we're them. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Questions coming in here. All people, after accepting Christ as their Lord and Savior, are going to heaven. All people who accept Christ as their Lord and Savior are going to heaven. If they do this, is there a difference between Catholics and Protestants in terms of going to heaven? Well, to begin with, everybody that accepts Jesus Christ as Savior is not going to heaven, because many of them will backslide along the way. Many of them will refuse to obey the Scripture and refuse to walk with Christ. Once you accept Christ, you got to walk with Him. You got to obey Him. My Bible makes it plain. You can't live in sin and be a believer. You cannot live in sin. And this business of all who accept Christ, let's go deeper than accepting Christ. Let's get on our knees and repent of our sins and be born again. You can't just accept Christ and say, I accept Him and now I'm a Christian. No, you can't do that. You've got to come to Him in the surrender of your will. And you've got to repent of your sins and you've got to be born again. Accepting Christ as just mentally and being born again in your heart and soul is two different things. And I must emphasize that. We've got so much of this cheap religion, this cheap Christianity, this free grace, this cheap grace, and it's killing the church. You need to be born again, friend. You need a complete transformation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17, by the way. You must become a new creature. If they do this, is there a difference between a Catholic and a Protestant? Well, once you are born again and you totally receive Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into your life. He then begins to lead you. And if you live in this Bible and you're part of a false religion, it won't be long till He'll lead you out of it. There are multitudes of people all over this world who were saved when they were Catholics. But they didn't stay Catholics long, because they got in their Bible and the Holy Spirit began to lead them into something biblical, into a Bible-believing church. The Catholic Church is not a Bible-believing church. And so anybody within the Catholic Church who's gotten born again, gotten saved, really gotten saved, it won't be long. It won't be long. They'll be led out of it. Am I saying that nobody who stays in it will ever go to heaven? I'm not saying that. God is the final judge. I just know what the Bible says. When you receive Christ, the Bible tells you that you're to walk in the light of the Scripture. If you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from A-L-L, all sin. That's Bible. That's the Word of God, by the way. Very, very important. Let me take a call here. Oh, I lost them. Where are you at? Hey, don't leave me. Call again if I lost you. I was finishing the question on the internet. So call back real quickly, will you? I don't want to lose nobody. And I don't want nobody not to be heard from. And I don't want nobody not to get your question answered. So call quickly. I'm watching and waiting. And I will come back to you, I'm telling you, very quickly. Didn't Jesus tell the woman at the well that there would come a time when we would not worship Him in any one place? So neither Jerusalem nor Rome is the capital. Is that correct in the sense of your question? Yes. You can worship God anywhere on the face of this earth. I'm talking about central cities in Bible prophecy. I'm talking about central cities in Bible prophecy. I'll come back to that because that's very important. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother James.
Hey.
I heard someone interviewing the Pope this week, and the interviewer said to the Pope, said, "Are you aware that it's been prophesied that you'll be assassinated?" And the Pope said, "Yes, I've heard that. I'm aware of that." He said, "I really don't have any problem with that." He said, "I just hope it doesn't hurt."
Did he actually say those words?
He did. He said, "I just hope it doesn't hurt." And then, what? Too long after that, I heard a Christian preacher preaching on the radio, and he said, "Unless the Pope repents and gets born again, he's headed for a bad place."
Well, I would say the same thing, because the doctrines he is teaching are so false. When you begin to talk about the things that they teach, and he's made it plain that he accepts homosexuality. You know he's made that plain, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know he's made that plain?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I want to make sure you've heard that, because that's very plain. I've got a quote in this article of him saying if a homosexual repents and comes to Christ, and he doesn't say anything about leaving. No, he don't use the word repent. I'm sorry. But he just makes it plain that he accepts homosexuals as being bona fide Christians.
That's about as corrupt of religion as you can find. I mean, it's better.
Oh, it is corrupt to the core. It is much more Babylonianism than it is Christianism. It's a mixture. And the fact that he prays in Muslim mosque and agrees that they are brothers. That's all so sad.
It is.
And we need to pray for everybody involved. I'm not an enemy of the Catholic people. I'm not an enemy of the Pope. If I had a chance to see him and sit down with him, I would talk with him honest, and I would treat him kindly, and I would tell him the story and the truth of the Bible, and I would make an effort to get him to repent.
Right. One other thing, you probably remember this. A couple of years ago, they were having some kind of national meeting of the lady Catholics, some function within Catholicism for the ladies, and a high-ranking cardinal was speaking right there in Charlotte to them, and he told them, said, "When you pray, I'm convinced that you should pray through Mary, because I think she has more sway with God than Jesus does."
You know, I'm the one who told that. I have a tape with that, and I knew this particular priest personally. He came to Charlotte and immediately called me and wanted to get me to come up and eat with him at St. Peter's church where he was the priest. And I kept telling him I was coming, but it just the Lord never let me go. And finally, I found that he was a Marxist. He was exactly what this Pope is teaching, exactly. And we became friends and enemies together. I treated him kind, he treated me kind. He told me the last time I talked to him, he said, "Even the Pope has given up on you." I mean, he said that to me. "The Pope has given up on you." And I have a tape with him telling those women at this ladies' meeting that they should pray to Mary, because Mary has more sway on the Father than Jesus had, really.
That's blasphemy from the get-go, you know.
Believe me, brother, I'll never forget that in my life. I'm listening to it, and I'm hearing him, and I said, "I know the guy." And he's telling these women, man, he said, I didn't used to believe in praying to Mary, but I've really become convinced of it because she has more sway on God than anybody else. And, you know, he just kind of emphasized the womanly side of that, that a woman can sway more people than a man. It was all amazing. I will never forget it.
I know. And in closing, I like to say Jerusalem is and will be the eternal city. Rome, we know, is going to be destroyed. All I can say to people in Catholicism, they'll be getting out of it and born again, all I can tell them.
Well, yes, and we should pray for them. We should never be mean and ugly. We should pray and cry out to God. Thank you for calling. Grab your phone. Time for calls and time for emails. It is my interest that nobody miss getting a question answered. Nobody miss getting a question answered. A while ago, I didn't finish up one. Let me see if I can find it here. Grab your phone now. I'm waiting to hear from you. You are very, very important. Is this correct? Well, Rome is when you talk about the cities of the world, Jerusalem is the central city of the Bible, named over 800 times. You must have this notebook. This notebook is really something you ought to order from us. $10. It's nearly 100 pages. And the name of it is the Grandeur of God's Four Jerusalems. I'm trying to find a publisher because I want it published. I really do. It'd be about 200 pages in a regular book. It needs a lot of good pictures in it. It really could be a marvelous persuasion because if you don't understand Jerusalem, you cannot understand prophecy. Bible prophecy is so centered around the fact of Jerusalem and the Jews being back in their homeland until the pre-trib rapture. If you don't believe the pre-trib rapture, then you've already eliminated Israel and Jerusalem from the center of the future and what God is planning and about to do. I mean, it really is important. So you've got to decide whether Rome is your eternal city or Jerusalem is your eternal city. And we're not talking about just the place where you worship. Grab your phone, will you? I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. And my email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I'm going back to Romans, to Revelation 17 when we get through praying here. But I want to have a prayer for America. Father, I come for my nation. I weep for America. I repent of our sins, mine and the sins of this nation, the sins in the political circles, the sins in the religious circles, the sins among the ordinary people of our nation. Father, there are many wonderful people in this nation, and I pray open their eyes and their ears and their understanding. Give them insight into the Holy Scripture, that they will come to know the Bible and understand the infallible truths of Holy Scripture. Bring them back to the Word, the Bible, that's infallible. Father, I pray for a miracle of revival. Holy Ghost conviction. Only Holy Ghost conviction can bring this nation back to you, Father. And I pray for that. That sinners will begin to repent. That religious people who've never been born again will begin to experience the new birth and the transformation of the new life of Christ. I pray for that, Father. I pray for that with all of my heart. And I cry out to you. I ask you to stop the religious, the political leaders that are taking us to hell. I plead the blood, Father. Put an end to the darkness that's coming and open the light of truth and bring America back to a revival. A revival, Father, in Jesus' name. Give us the right people to run for president in these next elections, God. Give us the right people. I plead the blood for that in the name of Jesus, my Lord. And amen. And amen and amen. God, you know, I'm really praying for God to put a stop to these people who would destroy our nation. They care nothing of faith. They care nothing of the infallible truth of the Bible. Actually, it blows my mind. The governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory, from right here in Charlotte, when he said, when he vetoed the bill that would exempt judges and magistrates from having to perform same-sex marriage, he vetoed it and said, when the law of the land is made, then everybody has to obey it. You mean we're supposed to disobey the Bible to obey the laws of a nation? Come on, Pat. You don't believe that. If you do, then that means you are closet liberal. That means you are a closet liberal, Pat. If you believe that a Christian ought to ignore the Bible and do whatever the law of the land says that may be contrary to the Bible, that they have an obligation to obey the state over the Bible. You don't believe that, Pat. But if you do, and maybe you do, but if you believe it, you're a closet liberal, and you need to just go ahead and say it, and don't call yourself a conservative. Really, that's a very dark thought. It really is. Now, let me take you back. I'm waiting on your call. Hey, you need to order this free booklet. You really need to order this. You're talking about something that will help you really get the picture. This, I put these things together for you because I want you to be educated. I care about you. And booklet after booklet, I have written thousands of them now. I mean hundreds and hundreds into the thousand. And I do it because I want you to have the truth biblically. And I write with all the skill the Lord has given me. And I'm grateful for his skills. And he gets the glory. I don't get them. But I want you to have this booklet. So call right now. Right now. Call. Our people answer. We got two ladies answering the phones. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local number, 704-391-0588. We have four lines, so you can start calling. The lines are open right now. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 391-0588. Now, the subject today, the final Catholic Pope. There's been many good Catholics that God showed them the truth, and they came out of it. And maybe there are a few of them that stayed there trying to reform it. I believe there have been men, women, who stayed in there thinking, I can reform this system. They never did. Maybe a little bit somewhere in some place that nobody ever knew the facts about, and the Pope didn't find out about. But I can tell you one thing. The Bible is the answer. That's the truth. This is the Holy Word of God. And they accuse us of having a paper Pope. I do. I have a paper Pope. This is the Pope right here. Well, the Holy Spirit is the divine Pope, but this is the written Pope. This is the truth. And I stand on this Bible 100%. And I told you I was going back to Revelation chapter 17, and I really need to do that. This is a great chapter. Let me read another verse or two, if you'll let me. Do you mind that? While you're calling, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. And they're ringing off right now, 704-391-0588. Now, let me read another verse or two while I wait on them to tell me about your call. There came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore, which sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Did you see our president committing fornication with the Pope all week this week? Our president and many of our key leaders committed biblical, spiritual fornication with the Pope all week this week. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. If you heard that mob in New York screaming and yelling, I mean, it was overwhelming. And what was happening to them? They were made drunk with the wine of his fornication. They were made drunk with the wine of his fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Where does the Roman church reign? In the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. I read today of a political leader who saw the Pope drink out of a cup, and the Pope set it down. He reached and grabbed it and took a drink out of it right quick. He wanted to drink after the Pope, and he thought it was a spiritual matter, a good matter. Oh, my friend, we are living in one unreal day. I tell you, it is one unreal day. And you on the air, may I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, this is Sheila in Alabama. I want to thank you for sharing your godly wisdom with us. It's such a blessing.
Well, I'm here for that purpose. I deserve no credit. If God has taught me everything I know about this Bible, I have to stay on my knees to keep myself free of the attacks of the enemy. But I'm here because I love God's people and I love the unsaved. I want to see them saved.
I do too, Brother Chambers. And one of the things I was wanting to say, the Bible tells us not to call anyone here Father. There's only one Father, a Heavenly Father. And I work at a hospital at the switchboard, and many times I'm called upon to page different ones and chaplains, and sometimes I'm called upon to page Father so-and-so, and I do not do it. I say chaplain so-and-so.
That's good. You're very wise. I have done the same through my years.
I appreciate that, and I won't hold you up. I'll go and let someone else call in, and I appreciate you and Sister Chambers and all that you're doing for God.
Well, we give all the honor to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We can't wait to see him face to face.
Amen.
Can you imagine the glory when we get when we go to heaven first, then we come back after 7 years to Jerusalem?
Praise God.
Did you know that? After 7 years in heaven, the rapture takes place, 7 years at the marriage supper, then we come back with Christ to Jerusalem.
Praise God.
To set up the kingdom to reign on the earth.
Praise.
We won't be coming back to Rome, I promise you.
Amen.
Rome will already have been burned and destroyed.
You know, seeing all these people flocking after this Pope, it kind of brings to my mind, you know, how they're going to be deceived and follow after one that calls himself God.
Exactly right. It's coming like, we are so close to it, that sometimes it seems like the rapture must have already taken place.
It does.
You know, I mean, I've said for years now, before Jesus comes, it could become so dark that it will seem like you're already in the Great Tribulation. But you won't be, because the Great Tribulation will be many times worse than what's happening right now.
Amen.
I love you.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, my dear sister. Hey, you know, these questions have been really remarkable today. And I understand most people don't know what to ask because there's been so little. There's been so little preaching. Oh, boy, that one got me. There's been so little preaching on this subject. So few preachers will get in their Bible and really learn these subjects and teach them to their people. And that is so sad. That is so sad. I'm overwhelmed by it. Now, do I have any other callers here? Don't want to miss one. Or one just came in. What is biblical fornication? It's disobedience to the Bible. It's teaching a doctrine contrary to the Bible. If I would teach you that postmillennialism was the biblical doctrine, I would be committing biblical fornication. I teach you the pre-trib rapture because that's biblical truth. Anybody who teaches false doctrines are committing fornication against the Bible. I hope you understand that. That's very important. That's very, very important. Now, grab your phone. I got time for two or three more questions here. I don't want to waste a minute. I would love to have you in church tomorrow. And I want to tell you, boy, I almost forgot it. We start revival next Friday night. 1 week from last night. We start revival with Brother Mike Switzer, one of the best preachers in America. He'll be here Friday night, Saturday night, and both services on Sunday. That's next Friday, next Saturday, and next Sunday. 1 week away now. I want you to be here. All over the listening audience, you ought to drive to Charlotte and get your motel and stay here for those 3 nights. And just dig in and let the joy of the Lord flood your soul. I promise you, you'll hear Bible truth that will stir you with great joy. Great joy. I can hardly wait. Now, the lines, some of the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then, of course, we will be glad to have your question or your request on internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC, J. Robert Chambers, Joseph Robert Chambers, JRC at Paul Creek, P-A-W now, P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K.org, not .com, .org. Are you listening? Write it down. Get on your internet or get on your radio or your telephone, and let's hear from you and let's be a blessing to you. Now, the subject today has been the final Catholic Pope. I believe this man, Mr. Francis, well, that's not what I call him. Anyhow, the Pope. I believe he is the last Pope. That Jesus will come and he will blend into the New World Order of religion. See, that's what they're trying to do. Put together all the religions of the world, a one world religion. And the Pope, of course, intends to be the Pope of all of it, so-called father of all of it. Well, I'm telling you, progressive Christianity, that's what the political leaders call it. Progressive Christianity. Well, you can't believe in progressive Christianity unless you believe in postmillennialism. If you believe the earth is just getting darker and denser and judgment is preparing and getting ready, if you believe we're right on the verge of the 7-year tribulation period and that the rapture is going to take place, there's going to be the battle of Gog and Magog and then the great battle of Armageddon. If you believe all of that, then you can't believe in progressive Christianity. Well, the Pope don't believe none of that. I'm here to tell you, he don't believe none of that. They really hate the teaching of the rapture. I got a book where the Catholic wrote to debunk the whole idea of the rapture. That's an amazing book. It really is. I got an article I've written on that. I may just make that available next week. That would be wonderful. Hey, you on the air? If you are desirous, you need to call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. My, we're coming down to the end here. I almost hate it. Usually this program gets red hot right down at the end. Usually it gets red hot right down at the end. Well, I'm here to tell you, we're just here to be a blessing to you. I'm going to put some of that song back on, The Stranger of Galilee. I really love that song, The Stranger of Galilee. Let me go here and get it ready for you because I want you to hear it. You will love it. I promise you, you will love it. A beautiful song. I'll be there in a moment. Now, you remember, you can keep calling 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Call right now, quickly. Grab your phone and get a copy of this, free copy. It's yours. You may want to purchase this if you want to know the difference in real Jerusalem from the city of Rome, which is absolutely an apostate city. Absolutely an apostate city. I pray that you will learn this truth and get in your Bible and stay in that Bible and learn the truth of God's Word. I love you. It's been a joy to be with you. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. I want you to know that. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. All the strength. Compassion, his words of love, they shall never forgotten be. When sin sick and helpless, he saw me there. This stranger of Galilee, he showed me his hands and his riven side, and he whispered, "It was for thee, my burden fell." And I felt I could love him forever. So grace and care.
claimed him that day as my Savior.